to Maine. Below average temperatures are forecast for some parts of the country, like southern Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and the northern tier states. A report was released yesterday. It predicts normal temperatures from Indiana to Idaho. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning still. And it is 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It looks like it's going to be a kind of a weird day today, but we're going to talk about that in a second. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
You know, we're all here trying to get headphones on. The funniest part is when Amy's trying to put headphones on the puppy. And, you know, the puppy's not crazy about it, so now the headphones are somewhere on the puppy. What's the weather look like today?
It's currently 45 degrees. Today it's going to be... We're going to have a high of 61, a low of 44. We have a 20% chance of showers this morning, mostly cloudy at night. Saturday, we have a high of 61, a low of 51. Slight chance of showers during the day, then mostly cloudy. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 77, a low of 56. And on Monday, sunny and mostly clear, and we're going back up there with a high of 86 and a low of 58.
Ooh, okay. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But I'm sitting here with a German Shepherd puppy and Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. Are you trying to recover?
No.
No? Okay, no. From Bark, Wine, and Brew?
Oh, no. I've since recovered. But
you've since recovered.
I'm just trying
that.
To recover from waking up so early.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired today.
Good luck.
I know.
Hey, you have got a cutie.
I do. So I have Blossom with me today. Blossom is a three-month-old German Shepherd mix.
Looks just like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, she's very cute. She's 3 months old, so she's good with kids and cats and other dogs, and pretty much a blank slate as far as training goes. As long as you put in the effort and the time and the work for her, she will turn out to be a great dog. But you do have to realize that puppies are a lot of work. We try to emphasize that when people adopt puppies, because while they're cute and their breath smells very good, there is a lot of commitment involved in a new puppy. So it's definitely something you want to make sure you're ready to commit to potty training and crate training and all these things. And just one of those things you got to make sure
puppy
that you're ready for.
Puppy smells good.
It smells good. It smells like Cheerios that have been soaked in milk too long.
You know, for the first time in, I don't know, maybe years, I saw Jared reach over and pet a puppy or pet a dog or pet one of the animals you bring in here. You know,
well, at least
snake.
He's not petting me.
No. That morning's not over.
I was going to say something, but now I think.
No. Go on. Say it.
No, just that this darn puppy is just too cute.
It is. Look at it. It's adorable. And, you know, if you want a puppy that's going to be your puppy.
Yes.
Then you need to get this one. He'll be gone. She'll be gone.
Yeah.
Does she come from a group?
She did, but she's the last one in the group.
How come? She's just a cutie. She's got a totally black face. Okay, maybe just a little brown around the edges.
She's got some eyebrows, too.
But she has brown, light brown feet.
Yeah, she's very cute.
She's marked really nice.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
She's not housebroken.
No,
but
she's a puppy.
She's a puppy.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy that part of it.
Yep, lots of chew toys for her.
Yeah.
Lots of potty breaks and... lots of positive rewards when she does go potty outside. That's a big one. You gotta throw a party when they go to the bathroom outside. Make sure they know that it's really exciting that you peed outside.
Yeah, and then pretty soon they're following you around when you go to the bathroom because that's what they've learned is that they go to the bathroom,
and
you're
you
there.
Watch. Yep.
Yeah, so then they come in and have to watch you. You know, get on your lap, whatever. So
as much as we love puppies, we would like to educate and help the community as much as possible for spaying and neutering your pets. It's extremely important that we no longer have unwanted litters. And in that sense, we are doing a special thank you to the Shasta Community. I'm sorry, Shasta Regional Community Fund has sponsored some partial payments for spay and neuters. So all of dog spay and neuters are $50, and that's until space runs out. So that's going to save you a big chunk of change. So if you're
Can you pick her up today?
Yes.
She's already been fixed.
Mm-hmm. She's ready to go.
Okay, so she's ready to go. She's got her shots. She's been chipped. She's got it all.
Yes.
Okay, so you can pick her up today then.
Yes.
All right.
You can pick her up today, and you can get your current animal spayed or neutered for a discounted price. So keep that in mind.
What a great deal.
Yep.
Okay. So anything else we need to know?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. Buck Wine Brew was pretty big.
It was pretty big. I don't know the exact numbers on it, but I think it was more successful than last year.
Last year was a huge success.
Yeah, so I think this year was even bigger. Yeah. Okay. It was, Mark was talking to all of us about it, and he said it just felt different this year. It just felt like the attitude in the room was so different this year. It was not, it just felt like everybody just really wanted to be there, and people, it was a great night, and I'm really glad for everybody that came.
The whole Wind River was filled up.
It was filled up, yeah.
And you had people up on the sides.
Yeah, too. It was okay. Really nice, right. And it was a really uplifting time.
And Amy has a dress she wears.
I do. I sometimes do that. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right, everybody. You can just give Haven Humane a call at
241-1653 for the adoption center. 241-1658 for the spay and neuter clinic.
I'm telling you, though, you better get down there quick because this puppy's going to be gone. If you want yourself a German Shepherd puppy, and she is just a cutie.
She is cute.
And very quiet. She's just sitting here, nothing whining or anything like that. Okay. Thanks, Amy.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Okay. Tonight, Boondocker Ball is going on for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And I just happen to have a couple more tickets to that. If you want to go to the Boondocker Ball and USO dinner at the Anderson VFW Hall tonight, goes from 5:30 to 11 p.m., or any time in between. It doesn't mean you have to stay for the whole time. Please give me a call at 605-4567, and I'll give out my last two tickets. My last two tickets for tonight. 605-4567. It'll be a good time. It's got costume parties. It's got all types of raffle items and silent auction items. And the money goes to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So give us a call at 605-4567 if you're up. And for all you people that are just waking up right now or in the showers, good morning. I hope you're having a great time, that you're getting ready to go to work today at 7:12 in the morning. This will make you feel better. Marijuana in Reading. It looks like, just looks like, that the city council is going to approve this. So I have to think about this. I've got the DA coming in here and talking about the opiate epidemic and how people are on it. So my question is this: Is legalizing marijuana in the middle of an opiate epidemic we're having, what's that say, one, about our town? And two, how does that help the opiate epidemic? Some people will say, well, just because you smoke weed doesn't mean you go on to other things. And I believe that. But it also is a proven fact that it's a gateway to other things. And then at that point, my wife can say, well, then I guess you could say anything you're addicted to could be a gateway. I went, yeah, I guess so. Coffee, whatever. However, is this the way we want to fix Reading's financial problems, is by bringing weed into the city and then taxing it unmercifully? Well, we can put that money into, police and mental health and drug abatement programs. Really? No, we're going to put the money in unfunded liabilities. That's where it's going to go. I just hate to say this, but, you're looking at the state is already raising how much money that's going into CalPERS from the city. Sacramento has, in different parts of the city, has a 17% raise on how much money they have to pay in CalPERS. That's Sacramento. It's going to work its way down to here. 17% more. And they go through every town, Rockland and all the smaller cities here. And guess what? The smallest one, who had 0.08 of their going into it, just went up 1 point. But others went up 10 points, 10%, 15%, 17% more they're having to pay in a CalPERS. So I'm looking at this and saying, okay, this is, you know, I've got people that I know and I respect that are saying, you know what, we have to really look at this as a way, it's here. It's the skunk on the table. We need to do something about it. If we don't, we're going to be surrounded by it, and it's going to impact in the fact that we won't make a dollar off it. So is it all the dollar? What, you know, you have to look at, you know, will it bring jobs? Yeah. Will it bring taxes? Yeah. Will it bring, who knows, you know, what we started about, right? Jared, we're talking about starting McDoobies. You know, I joke about that, but I mean, it's something like that. So is that what we need? Is this what we need? Do we need marijuana and Redding at the same time Shasta County is outlawing it everywhere else? This is really going to be I can't wait to see how these votes are going and what people are saying on this, on what happens with this, with marijuana. Do we want to get into the weed business in Redding, or do we want to stay out of it? It's going to be interesting. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Todd Franklin.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com. Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stones since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department. Located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment this morning, 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 45 degrees out there, going out to 61. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Bank. Brand new branch down on California Street, 1845 California Street, just a little south of Jack's. Go on in there and find out what true customer service is and how they can move your dreams forward. That's their whole thing. Let's see how we can move your dreams forward locally. A local bank here in town, Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, I'm here with Todd Franklin. Todd is famous, not necessarily for being the brand new coach of the Simpson basketball team. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you, Carl. It's a dream come true.
Well, you know what? And you've been a basketball coach your whole life. And then we were talking, though, the last time you were on, because he is also the entrepreneur that started this food trucks. What can I say? The caper. Yeah, how do I say that? The food trucks caper. You know, a simple idea, which became unsimple. It became very complicated, but it's become a huge hit.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to talk about this except to tell everybody. I'll let Todd tell everybody. You've got something coming up.
Well, we've got some big news coming out on Monday, and we'll be able to release that on Monday of when we might be adding another location and maybe a little closer to where we are right now. So that's going to be some exciting news that we're going to release on Monday.
Yeah, we might be able to get Todd to call in here maybe Monday.
There we go. Absolutely. You know,
and kind of tell us where it's going to be at.
For sure.
Okay, great. Okay. It's a dream. Take over the university basketball team.
Absolutely. You know, to be able to stay in Reading where I grew up, and I want my kids to grow up, to be able to stay here and do what I love at the highest level in town is just a dream come true. And I've got a great staff, and we're really looking forward to the season.
That's super. Now, what was the season like last year?
The season at Simpson last year was a bit of a struggle. They won 5 games, and we've had some turnover of players, some of which has been very healthy for the university. And we're really making sure we have the culture that we want here in Reading and make sure that we're blending into the community, becoming part of the community, and helping the community.
Well, you know, is it hard recruiting for – of course, you came in – You have to play what you got, right? Or were you able to recruit?
You know, fortunately, with relationships that I've had over the years, we were able to bring in, I believe, 11 of our own players, my staff and I. But we're really meshing those with some of the players that we had from the previous staff. And they're really becoming a family and becoming a good team.
Okay, so you were able to recruit then.
Absolutely. And, you know, people ask all the time, is it hard to recruit to Simpson? And absolutely not. We have such a beautiful area up here. And a lot of times when people deal with city problems all the time, they get up here. And our problems aren't as big as maybe some other
Our
places.
Biggest problem is, can we open up a food truck?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, come on. I mean, that's it. And or, you know, now they're in, we have our problems.
We do have our problems, but when you
but
look at the scale.
But they're not big city
Absolutely.
Problems.
So it's when kids get on campus, and it's absolutely beautiful campus with really great leadership, good professors, good teachers, good administrators. It's really a win-win when they get on campus.
There's not a lot of thugs. I mean, we have our thugs in town between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., okay? But if you're on campuses and like this, you know, I think, you know, on the school, high school campuses, and all of our campuses, people are safe.
Absolutely.
I feel that. I feel like they're safe, and I've gone on there and talking to people, too. So, okay, so what kind of guarantee can I be looking for?
Your guarantee is that we're going to play hard every game, and we're really building a bridge to the Reading community. And I think that's probably going to be the biggest change people see is that we're going to be a lot more active in the community, doing community events, and not just a fluff events. I mean, we want to have our picture taken, obviously, but we want to be doing work that's sustainable. So we partnered with Aaron Hayes with the mentorship program, and all of our athletes, 1 hour a day, one day a week, will be at Turtle Bay School, and we'll be actually mentoring and helping those kids and hopefully see results for a lifetime, because we're going to do it for as long as I'm there, and so we're going to be able to see the growth and the relationships formed.
Well, you know, we just had this – in fact, we're going to have a lady on that gave the
gave the presentation on ACEs, on how children are affected by things, by 10 events in their homes that will change their lives dramatically. And part of this is a strong, positive male leadership. Many of them, many don't have that, or they have domestic violence in their home, which is not a good model. So, yeah, I think that's great, Coach, if you can get somebody, if you get the guys out to do that. And I think, what else? It's probably really good for them.
Absolutely. Just like in our basketball camps, anytime I can have one of my players coach at the camp, they always become better players. And so often they'll come up to me and like, man, Coach, if these kids would just listen. And I stop and give them that look, and they get, oh, you're right, Coach. Okay, so.
Yeah, if they would listen. Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. So they get it. The light comes on. And as coaches, those are the moments you're looking for, just that light bulb moment. And we're seeing that across the campus.
Are we going to have any other, do we have any other announcements about basketball that we want to make? Okay. We are. We're going to make today, after this, or now? After this. Okay, let's do it now. We're here with Connor Sutton. Connor does our football games every Friday night. Tonight's River Bowl.
That's right.
Tonight's River Bowl. And he's limping around because...
I am limping around. Yeah, I got a little rolled ankle, but that's okay. It's not going to hold me back.
Were you playing basketball yesterday?
I was, yeah.
With the team?
With the women's basketball team, actually. Yeah. I can somewhat keep up with them.
Somewhat, maybe.
But obviously not. That's why I'm,
I heard that the ladies' team is going to be, or women's team is going to be a good team this year too. They're out there. Okay, what's the announcement?
Well, our announcement is we're partnering with you guys, and we're going to be bringing 22 broadcasts, 22 different games, 11 women, 11 men, all road conference games. You can hear live on the air here on KCNR 1460, and we're pleased that we're able to do this and partner with you guys and. It's just going to be fun. It's going to help, people here in Reading, and not only Reading, because you can stream these.
You stream these all over
online,
all over the world.
Right. So
all the parents can listen to it. The grandparents. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So we really want to make sure that people, if they can't come to the games, that they can still hear what's happening on the radio, even when we're not at home.
And we're all happy about that. And we want to expand our relationship with Simpson. And of course, we have Colt 45 baseball and high school football. So now we have Simpson University. We have basketball we're going to be doing. And I think that's going to be – and Connor's going to be doing that also and kind of building his portfolio. Well, okay, so Todd, you've got your team set. When's the first game?
We're actually heading up to OIT on Saturday next week. And so we've got just a few practices left before we have our kickoff. And just looking to put everything that we've been in practicing on the court.
So what do you think? Who are you playing?
We play OIT up in Klamath Falls.
I don't know who OIT is.
Oregon Tech.
Oh, Oregon Tech. Okay. Now, what level schools? I mean, you've got the 2A, 1A.
Yeah,
four A.
We play schools our size, NAIA Division II, but we also play NCAA. We're playing Division I games this year, and our schedule, we've got 3 Division I games on it for next year. So, we understand where we're at right now, but it's definitely not where we want to stay, and we are looking at building it every single day.
I always like to think of Chaminade. In Hawaii, that team, they had the basketball team they had down there, because they'd have the Chaminade tournament.
The Maui Classic.
The Maui Classic. And when I was living in there, at least they would take out one nationally ranked team.
Yeah, their big win in their school's history is Virginia. It was an incredible game, and people on the islands are still talking about it.
Yeah, and the people come down and have a great time out on the beaches and all that, then that night go in to play basketball, and Chaminade came out and got them. And they've done this a couple of times. So
absolutely.
I think people are, once you can do it maybe twice.
All those schools that go to there, I've been blessed. I've been there a few times and actually was a resident of Maui for a few years, but all those people, they live for that event, and it's in a small gym. You got those big time names, Duke, North Carolina, and none of those schools want to play Chaminade because of the mystique and the possibility you could lose a national ranking your first weekend out.
There you go. So, and that's there's where Simpson is.
Yeah, and that's where we're at, and we understand.
Like that.
Two of our first three games are against NAIA nationally ranked teams, so we don't have an easy start. We are the cupcake on the schedule, but we're looking to change that.
We are the cupcake.
We are the cupcake right now. We get that. So.
I like that. But you know what? You don't get better playing against teams that are worse than you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Todd Franklin here, the new coach of the Simpson basketball team. And when the season starts next Saturday, you can hear the opening game next Saturday right here at KCNR 1460. And Jared's going to be, again, in the production booth here. I haven't asked him yet, so... What do you think, Jared? Yeah, Jared's here. Two thumbs up. He loves it. He loves this. Okay, and then we're going to have Connor on right after this. And the other big announcement is going to happen on Monday when Todd puts on his different hat of the food court trucks, the truck court food trucks. Okay. And he's going to call in and tell us where the new place is. It's going to be closer here than Anderson, though, right?
It will be.
Bill, you're a lot closer to here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I want to remind everybody about this Saturday, October the 21st, is the Spaghetti Feed fundraiser for the Wings of Angels and Sons of Italy. It's going to be at the Sons of Italy Hall at 4850 Cedar Road. Starts at 4, goes to 7:30. You can come in and eat and take off. They've got all types of raffle prizes, Coca-Cola machine, and rifle raffle tickets, 5 each or 5 for 20. And this year, Wings of Angels is honoring Natalie Humphrey, 15 of Reading battling lymphoma, and Parker Reynolds of 16 of Cottonwood battling leukemia and lymphoma. If you come on down there, and if you can't make it, just donate. Give Donna a call at 941-9932. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seems to...
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-811-4.
Save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Shasta College presents Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, coming to the Shasta College Theater October 13th and running through October 22nd. Purchase tickets online at shastacollege.edu.
Crossroads,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's having a great morning today. It's going to be a little rainy. Gosh, what was that like? This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, I've been in the North State for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, and there's reasons for that. Besides just being a veteran-owned business, they can handle any type of heating or cooling system. That's right. They're the only ones we let touch our heating and cooling systems over at our house. Come out, and they do their maintenance on it. They make sure the filters are clean, the air ducts are clean. This is the kind of performance you want to see from your HVAC company. Give Alliance Heating and Call an Air call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, I'm here with Connor Sutton, who is our football announcer, our aficionado, also a media guy over at Simpson University. He's going to be doing the basketball games for Simpson, and he's going to be calling those too. I hope you can do as good a job doing basketball.
What's funny is
I've been doing basketball for, this will be my fourth year doing Simpson basketball. Uh-huh. So that's how I started broadcasting. So transitioning to football is a little bit different for me. I'm more of a fast-paced announcer, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I'm better when there's more happening. Basketball is my first love, especially broadcasting. So anytime I can do that, it's just a blast.
You're just not going to like baseball at all, though.
Well, actually, baseball I enjoy, too. It's just a different animal. I got to convince myself, all right. It's a completely different type of broadcast, and I just got to make sure that, you know, I take my time. But also, you can explain everything. There's so much going on in baseball. Again, you can talk about
baseball is a game of statistics.
Yeah,
I mean, really, this is where you can get into the left-handed hitters hit. You know, blah blah blah. If you could ever get that type of statistics out of college and 45s and those kind of things.
Well, what's incredible is recently I would say the last 4 to 5 years, even at the small college level, the advanced statistics are incredible. I mean, I know when Todd does his scouting and stuff, it's unbelievable the kind of statistics that are out there. I mean, you can scout a guy and know, okay, he shoots 20% off one dribble to the left, and he shoots 80% going off one dribble to the right. And it's so advanced, and that's all off of video, but it's incredible to see how it balances that out, and you can see how certain players are in certain situations.
So if he dribbles the ball left in one time and shoots, he'll make it 20% of the time. And if he bounces it one time, goes to the right, he'll make it 80% of the time. I believe that because I can pull in from the left-hand side in my truck, which is too large to drive in this town. And if I come in from the right-hand side, I'm backing up 3 or 4 times to get it into just parking the damn thing.
Same sort of thing, but am I right, Todd? You do
absolutely. The videos that people have now, we're able to break everything down to when they shoot in a shot clock, what percentage. I mean, it used to be just free throw percentage was kind of what people knew.
Yeah.
But now it's everything. If they're coming off the double screen, how productive they are versus a flare screen. It's just amazing.
Are there companies out there that do this?
Absolutely.
And then they just provide it to you, huh?
Yeah, we use Synergy, which is a great product, but there's a lot of different products, but we just like Synergy.
Wow. So that's a company that you go to and say, hey, I want films, or here's the film of the guy, and then they'll break it down, or they send you, or you'll say, here's the player.
We actually send them the entire game film.
You send them the game film.
So I've watched, this week I watched OIT's last three games from last year. Follow nuances, follow patterns, just things like that.
If you see these two guys out there, this could mean something because they almost always break to the right and blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
Ah! Game plans.
It's really fascinating to watch adjustments being made from the sidelines. It's one of my favorite things about broadcasting is seeing that stuff live.
How come it takes 142 minutes for the last 2 minutes of a basketball game?
There's a lot of computers running during that time.
Okay, let's talk about River Bowl.
Yeah.
This is it. What do you think? Shasta's got a better record.
Shasta's 6-1, 2-0 in league, and Enterprise 0-2. Enterprise kind of had a little bit of a slow start here. They started out 3-0.
Yeah.
And we were all high and mighty,
and they were fighting and scrapping and coming back and all this stuff.
A couple injuries here and there have kind of hurt them throughout the season, but really, because it's football and it's high school sports, anything can happen in any sort of night, and they're on their home turf tonight, so that's going to be an advantage for them.
Enterprise is.
Yeah, and they will. But both teams are going to have a ton of people in the stands.
Oh,
it's going to be just a packed house, and that's what's great.
Hope you have a place in there.
Yeah, me too. I do too.
Remember, call him again here, just make sure. But it's going to be a great game tonight. So it always will. I've been out there before for the River Bowl.
The River Bowl,
if you just want to go out and just have a pure enjoyment of the game, I think high school football is a way to do it. And that may even be changing now, but college football, I still love watching college football and, watching, the players and how they, how they're prepared and all this. But high school, they're just happy. They're still happy out there. They're playing because they love it.
It's really fascinating to watch the way that athletes, how much excitement and how much, practice they put into their games. And when they come into the game, how you can just see everything laid out in front of them. And when both teams, like we're talking about with basketball, the scouting is so important nowadays, even in high school football. There's three or four guys up in the booth trying to pick the plays or even scout out what the defense is going to do, what adjustments need to be made. It's just the...
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
In high school football, has it gotten to the point where the coach covers his mouth with a...
Yes, it
you're
has.
Kidding. You're it kidding. Are they have people out there reading
well,
lips.
I don't
or,
know if
or is
it's
this
just,
something they're just...
It might be something, I see you guys do it on TV, so we're going to do it. But I have seen it. They'll use their little playbook to cover their mouth when they're talking on their headsets, which is incredible.
Sometimes, okay, well, that's how the big boys do it. We can do it down here, too. So, okay, so we expect it's going to be a scrappy game tonight.
Yeah, I don't like predicting, but I do think Shasta does have the upper hand tonight. I mean, they're 2-0 in league, a lot of momentum. Enterprise is kind of trying to stop their little slip they've had here in the last couple weeks.
Well,
so they're
this may be the time to do it.
Exactly.
Because this is time that they pull it out from the guts.
And if they lose this week, it's going to be really, really tough for them to make playoffs. So they got to make sure that they are ready to go. They're going to have a big crowd tonight. So the energy level is going to be insane, and that's why we're excited to be out there.
Okay. Good. So we've got a lot of things happening here. We've got River Bowl, and then next week we're starting Simpson basketball. And is that the women's team also?
Just the men's team.
Just the men's team, okay.
The women's team actually plays tonight.
They do. Yeah, they play
at
3 p.m., afternoon-ish game against Northwest University, their home opener and season opener. So we're excited about that. And we also have a volleyball game tonight at 7, a Think Pink night. So we are jam-packed right now, Carl, so...
That's good.
We're thrilled.
Well, you know what? This is the way, this, and we love being part of this, helping our, local teams and all this, getting the names out. And, one of the things is with us streaming everything we do out here, it allows grandparents and aunts and uncles and, family members to listen to their brothers and sisters. And then in this case, in their sons and daughters playing, sports. They're off at the university. They're not going to be able to get up here. For a basketball game, but now they can listen to it. So does this put any pressure on you, Todd, to get everybody in the game?
No, absolutely not.
Not at all. They're going to have one guy who's going to have splinters in his butt the whole year.
Once they got a sixth grade, they got to earn everything.
Out of sixth grade. you got to play them all in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. All right. Well, look, thanks so much for being here. Game tonight starts at?
7:15.
We've got Jared at the helm here. We've got Connor. Is Tom going to be with you?
He will be.
Oh, okay. Now, you have not heard a game with Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith, if nothing else, just listen to them. There's a football game going on, but
there's also a little stand-up comedian-esque style of making fun of each other during the game.
That's right. And if one of you doesn't show up, it's just bad. It's just bad because the other one just dumps on him totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come in on Monday and Jared goes, "Oh, you should have heard what he said. He can't make it up the steps. He's got to leave."
He does take a lot of bathroom breaks, so I got to give him a hard time for that.
Well, he's an older guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight is the River Bowl. Starts at 7:15 with the pregame. Should be a great game tonight. It's going to be, when you get rivals like this, even if one's got a better, it's kind of like that Michigan State, Michigan, that kind of thing. Army Navy. Look at last year's Army Navy game. Did I lose some money on that one? They had people there who had never ever lost a game. A coach had not lost a game to Army in like 7 years. the Navy forgot what it was like to lose an Army Navy game to last year.
That's what's great about rivalries is anything can happen.
They pull it out.
Anything can happen.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Best selection of estate jewelry with diamonds, emeralds, anything that you could possibly want. Bracelets, it's the only full-service jewelry store in town. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. If you got a watch problem, they've got the only watch repairman in town. That's on Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Every time I look
make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Hi there, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, inviting you to join us for our first annual Grill and Chill event on Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. We will have the professional grillers from the Shasta Association of Grillers and Smokers. There will be tasting and judging by the community and a panel of judges, including Sheriff Tom Basanko. The competition is for tri-tip and beans, and there will be cash prizes awarded. Our tri-tip has been donated by Cisco Foods and local company Premier Meats, and our signs donated by Signstations Graphics. There will be a free raffle drawing every half hour. This is a free event with music by Kickin' It and longtime local favorites, the Pine Dog. At River Commons, we believe in having fun and giving back to our local community. Again, come on by Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. and enjoy the free tastes and sounds at River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, next door to the Veterans Clinic.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time again for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Friday, October 20th at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. Boondocker Ball is a 1940s USO-style dinner and dance with live music from the Lou White Band, plus live auction and drawings from among many firearms, dinners, trips, and more. It's $35 per person, $50 per couple, and you can buy a table of eight for $500, which includes $400 worth of drawing tickets. Buy your tickets now. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And keep the date Friday, October 20th for the Boondocker Ball, a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Building Project. Thank you for your support. That number again, 378-2280. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of October. 45 degrees, going up to 61 today. We'll have some rain today. Start clearing off tomorrow, and Sunday it'll be beautiful. Monday it starts getting warm again. This portion of the show brought to you by Black Bear Diner. In the corner of Cypress and Hilltop there. Burgers after the game, breakfast every morning. It is a absolutely fabulous place to eat. Headquartered right here in Reading, over 100 Black Bear Diners nationally, and they've grown because they have great food at great prices. Just off of the I-5, go on in and feed your inner bear. I like that. Feed your inner bear. Okay, it's Man on the Street, Friday. I'm here with Keith Houston, Jr. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am just peachy. It's Friday. Okay, you know, we started this... Well, 3 weeks ago. Last week we weren't here, so you got a day off. But the question you asked was?
The question I asked last week was, do I believe that, or do you guys believe that the sanctuary state law that was passed is a good law for our state?
Okay. All right. So is a sanctuary state, you know, now that we're sanctuary state, is that a good idea? And you asked, tell us who you asked.
I just went around Reading and asked a bunch of people if they thought it was a good idea.
Do you go up to them? What do you say to them, Keith? When you come up, you know, because you put that phone in front of their face. So what do you say to them?
Well, first, I introduce myself and I tell them I'm an intern here at the radio station. And then I ask them the question, or I ask them if they want to be interviewed about a question, and they give me the answer if they want to or not, and then
how many people say yes?
This time there were a couple of people who said yes, but there were a lot of people who said no to this particular question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear what you got.
All right. So our governor Jay Brown just signed a bill allowing our state to be a sanctuary state. Can I get your opinion or your take on it?
I am. As a Republican conservative, I'm totally against it. I think it harbors illegal aliens in our cities and state, and I think that's a detriment to our state.
Okay. Do you expect the national government or the Trump administration at least to crack down on it, on this bill, or to do something about it, or will they?
I think Trump will look at it and do something about it if it needs to be addressed, and I, hopefully as a Republican, I hope he does that.
Well, I think that's a great idea because it gives like cities, municipalities, and people like, you know, like the choice if they want to like help if they're refugees or new immigrants, and like gives them like more like power and independence into like choosing if they want to help rather than relying on the national government. So I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's a good idea because just because people are from different places doesn't mean that they should get kicked out just because Trump doesn't like the fact that there's illegal aliens here.
Okay.
If they've been here for a while, they have a right to stay.
I believe that immigrants should be able to stay in California. It's their home. They belong here just as much as we do too. Color doesn't matter, and I think it's awesome that our state's allowing people to stay here and not being ripped away from their home.
I don't like the idea.
Okay. Is there a reason why you don't approve of the idea, though?
Well, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are coming here not having to pay a nickel. And when they get here, they're getting Social Security, free education for their kids, help with their housing expenses, and so forth. I just brought my wife, who will be coming out of the dressing room, from the Philippine Islands. Mm-hmm. It cost me a fortune to bring her here, and it's costing me a fortune to do all the things that are necessary to get her green card and then eventually her citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the fact that I am paying not only for her, but for all these people that are coming over here on a freebie, and we're having to pay for it.
Yeah.
If they went out and got a job, and I would say give them a chance. But when they're just collecting nothing but welfare, nothing but food stamps, nothing but free this, free that, and free the other thing, I'm paying for it, and so are you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my objection.
Okay.
I especially like Mexican people. Every vacation when I was a kid, my parents always went to Mexico. So I love the Mexican people, mm-hmm. but I don't want to have to pay for them.
Yeah. Okay, do you expect the national government or at least the Trump administration to crack down on?
Oh, I sure hope so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to be cracked down on.
Well, I think that in a way it would be good because there are like Hispanic people or like just people from other countries that are trying to come here and like work and better themselves and whatnot. But at the same time, I do, like, if it allows like the criminals to be here, then I wouldn't want that happening, you know, because they're like, I don't want people here like doing like making other Mexicans like myself looking bad. Like, for example, like people that are selling drugs or like stealing or like, you know, the gangsters and all that. Like, I don't like that. Like, my stepdad, he works hard and everything. Like, he does kind of look like a gangster and whatnot, but he's not into that. I guess that was just the style that was kind of forced on him.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some that do deserve me to go back. I don't know.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. He kind of looks like a gangster, but he works hard. But it's kind of like the style he was forced into. You got some interesting ones. So it seems like I don't, you know, it's. Did you feel like it's an ethnic thing, or is it just like people are just angry because the people that said no was because I just don't want people coming in here and siphoning off resources.
Mm-hmm.
And other people were saying, oh, I think it's okay. They shouldn't be ripped away from their families and sent back.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody seemed a little passionate about it.
Yeah, everybody had their own insight about it. Again, I interviewed, those people I interviewed were the only people basically who said yes. Everybody else that I approached, I guess the subject was way too sensitive. So they didn't want to answer it, but
You know what? You're going to find that a lot because you know if they don't have to say something about it, they won't. And it's funny because they don't want to be. They're not sure what's going to be said or how you're going to take it. You know, or they say, "Yeah, I'm against this." Or, you know, are you going to say, "Oh, really? Why?" You know, and start grilling them because this is kind of a visceral feeling, in my opinion. So next week. I think it's time to go into the marijuana question. What do you think?
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and what we're going to be asking this coming week is the city of Redding is contemplating putting rules together so that they can start selling. So there is a possibility that they will start selling marijuana in Redding, make it legal to sell marijuana in Redding. Do you think that's a good idea? Yeah, so something like that. You always come up with great questions. I bet you're going to get a lot of different ones on this.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, you know what? Where do you go to? Because it sounds like you're in the food court someplace.
Yeah, I went to the mall again. I went to the Sundial Bridge, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I actually went to City Hall. I walked around City Hall, walked into City Hall building. I got two interviews from – well, not really. They were off the record, but there are two politicians that were outside and who gave their answer to, but they didn't.
They said it was off the record. Huh?
Yeah, they didn't want to be on the interview.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Oh no, I don't want people to really know how I feel here. Oh, that's good. I like that. Okay, I think maybe head on over to Shasta College, and I mean I know you're over at Simpson because you go to school there.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, now quickly, what kind of basketball team are we gonna have this year?
For men's or women?
Men's.
The men's team. It should be pretty good. I think they got a pretty janky rating in the CalPAC conference. They were seventh out of the eight teams that are in it. I think that was kind of bogus, but they should be better than that for sure.
Now, Keith played on a scholarship there for what, the whole time?
Yeah, the last 2 years.
Last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Keith, thanks so much for us. How do you feel when you're doing this?
It's fun, to be honest. I like walking up to people and getting their opinions and conversing and everything. So
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I like this man on the street. And if you have a question that you'd like to have be asked and have Keith go out there and ask, please send it to us here, either through the chat room or Carl at KCNR1460.com. And we will put that question out on the street. I think there's a lot of questions that the man on the street has got some really good insight in. And I like the way you balance out trying to get as many different people in here and mm-hmm. not putting your own spin on these things.
Yeah.
Okay. Keith Houston Jr. I keep wanting to say the third or the second here, but it's not. It's just Jr.
I always wanted to be a third.
You wanted to be a third?
That'd
well,
be
you
cool.
can make a third, I think.
True.
You can make a third. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're going to be talking about our fur friends.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Capitol Hill, the Senate has approved a budget bill that's a key component of tax reform.
Lawmakers approving the package on a razor-thin margin.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 49.
During floor debate, Republican Lindsey Graham sounding an ominous warning.
If we don't succeed now, we're going to fail for the next the entire term of President Trump. That will be the end of us as a party.
Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden blasting the GOP tax plan.
What is on paper today is just an enormous gift to the top of the top.
The budget measure allows Republicans to act on an eventual tax reform package with just a simple majority vote.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The U.S.-backed Syrian force is declaring victory over the Islamic State group in its former capital of Raqqa, and the place for that announcement was very symbolic.
It was a highly symbolic press conference because it was held inside the city's sports stadium, which the Islamic State militants had turned into a huge prison where they kept their opponents and tortured them.
That's correspondent Zaina Karam, and most observers say ISIS's days trying to build a so-called caliphate are just about over. Much of the country should expect another warm winter, according to Mike Halpert with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
The temperature outlook favors warmer than normal conditions across the southern two-thirds of the continental United States, along the East Coast, in Hawaii, and in western and northern Alaska.
The big driver, they say, is the La Nina weather event likely to develop next month. More from townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10, 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, now playing. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com. Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Remembering the Alamo, it's a Texas tradition, but Jeremy House reports there's battle brewing over how to remember it.
Land Commissioner George P. Bush is overseeing a $450 million revamp of the shrine where 189 Texas independence fighters were killed by Mexican General Santa Anna's troops in 1836. That includes the excavation and restoration of historical structures, closing nearby streets, and building a new museum.
That's correspondent Jeremy House, set up and coming online clothing styling service, about to go public. Stitch Fix has submitted a filing, allowing it to begin trading publicly. The company is one of several that ships customers clothing to try on at home before they buy. Stitch Fix charges customers $20 to get 5 items of clothing. Customers can try them on, send back what they don't like, or get charged for what they keep, minus the $20 fee they paid up front. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors reaching a $120 million settlement with 49 states and the District of Columbia over those defective ignition switches.
GM recalled 2.6 million small cars worldwide in 2014 because their ignition switches could slip from the run position to the off position, shutting off the engine. The switches played a role in at least 124 deaths and 275 injuries, according to a victims fund set up by GM. Every state but Arizona sued the Detroit-based automaker, saying it violated consumer protection laws by selling cars even though it knew for at least a decade that the switches were defective.
As Keith Peters reporting, an official with the world's most famous sled dog race says the name of a musher with several dogs tested positive for a prohibited drug is not being released. Organizers of the race say several dogs tested positive for the opioid pain reliever Tramadol. It is the first time in the race's history that any animal has tested positive for a banned substance. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. Linda, hopefully we'll be back next week. She's still fighting the pneumonia bug, so it's I'm trying to keep her. You know, now it's cold and wet outside, and it's probably the worst thing you can do is run around here and get up to the high level of activity that she does. So just keeping her inside the house is what we need to do. So it's not easy. Anyway, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of October, and it looks like it's going to be what kind of day today, there, Jared?
Totally forgot how to do the weather. Okay, it's 46 degrees right now.
It's okay.
46 degrees right now. We have a 20% chance of showers today, becoming mostly cloudy at night with a high of 61, a low of 44. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of showers during the day, then becoming mostly cloudy. High of 61, a low of 51. On Sunday, we have it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 77, a low of 56. And on Monday, we're going back up in the temp again with a high of 86 and a low of 58.
Wow. Okay. So it's going to be a little rainy. It's going to start clearing. It's going to have a nice day Sunday. It's going to be getting warm again on Monday. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. A couple things going on here. You know, Tri-County Bank has started a California Fire Fund donation for the people down in Southern California and, well, up here in Northern California, too. Just stop by any Tri-Counties Bank and say, hey, I'd like to donate to this, donate to your California Fire Fund. The funds will be distributed to people in need through local nonprofit emergency relief agencies directly serving fire victims. So it's not going to go through some, you know, hey, Carl's emergency aid service here, you know. Give me a million. I'll make sure at least 100,000 makes it to them. Funds will be allocated to local agencies based on proportionate need and expected impact. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Susan.
You betcha. The major averages are advancing this morning on renewed optimism that tax reform will be enacted by year-end. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 78 points at 23,241. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 2,569, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 22 points at 6,627. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE, down 58 cents, trading at 23 even. United Continental Holdings down 3 pennies, trading at 59.75. IBM off 54 cents at 160.36. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, FedEx up 73 cents at 224.70. Costco up $1.74, trading at $160.10. Bank of Commerce down 5 cents at $11.40 per share. In the bond department, treasuries are lower with the yield on the 10-year note at 2.38%. And over to commodities, gold is down $4.80 an ounce. At $12.86, silver off 6 cents at $17.28 per ounce. Crude oil up 18 cents, trading at $51 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan, very much. If you're looking for somebody to take a look at your portfolio or your financial investments, it's Susan Eastman. She's down on Park Marina Drive. She's the first vice president of investments right there at Wells Fargo Advisors. So give her a call. Stop by. See what she can do to help you take advantage of this 23,000-point stock exchange, which is crazy right now. Hey, a couple of announcements. Stand Down 2017 is going to be October 26th, 27th, and 28th. It's a hand up, not a hand out to our veterans that are going through some tough times. Give a call to 605-8114. Leave a message and say how you'd like to help here. Donate money or food or just time. Give them a call. Again, 605-8114. They're always looking for volunteers to help with this and to move some stuff. Dr. Kara Tennant is sitting across from me. From Care Animal Hospital.
Good morning.
It's that time of the month again. Ta-da!
So fun.
I actually thought I saw you not smiling one day.
What?
But I'm not sure where it was. Maybe it was I just caught you kind of aside. You were smiling on the other side, and when you turned around, you were smiling. So you're a happy person. Did you run down here today?
I did not run down here today.
Okay. You are a superb
athlete.
But
I have to go to work today. So
you're going to work today?
Yeah,
I thought Fridays you didn't work.
I know. Month of October, I'm working Fridays. I know, because of scheduling. Oh, but I think next Friday I have off.
So you're working, what's your usual shift? 8-10 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Today's a short day, though. I work till 3, so.
Okay, that's cool.
I know, so it'll be nice. So, you know, short Friday.
Well, if I play it right here, I might be out of here by 5 tonight. Just in time to go down to the Boondockers ball.
Nice.
Yep, so. Hey, Halloween.
Hey.
Is coming.
I know. It's one of my favorites.
Do you go out to parties?
No.
Do you dress up?
I don't. So we dress up at work.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you dress up as?
Last year, our theme was superheroes, and so I dressed up as Wonder Woman.
Doesn't surprise me a bit. Do you have your little things on your
arms?
I did,
yeah. I had my little cuffs, and I had my little, you know, my headband thingy, and I had my socks, and I was doing physical exams in my costume. It's fine.
Did the dogs notice, or do the animals notice?
No.
The animals get weird when they see, you know, like if you wear a hat, sometimes dogs get weird. Is that
sometimes
just my...
Sometimes they do.
And what is that?
I mean, have you noticed that before? Some sort of experience with someone wearing a hat, maybe.
Or maybe they've never seen a hat or something. I don't know. It's like Elk Killer. First time somebody walked in with a hat, just stared at him and barked. And then, you know, got over it. But it was like, but I've heard that before. Is it just because we look different and that's kind of surprising to them?
Probably. Or they had some sort of experience. You know, where I used to work, I had to wear a white coat. And as soon as I would walk in the room, the animals were... You know, they were terrified. And here, I don't wear a white coat. I just wear, you know, scrubs. And I really see a difference. I don't tend to have animals, you know, running to the corner as often.
Well, maybe
I mean,
white,
that happens.
Maybe the white coat, you know, they can remember white easier. That white means somebody's going to stick something up my butt or right, something right. like that, you know?
That's right.
No. Okay.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm going to take a quick break first before we get into Halloween because after. So what's the theme this year?
I think we're doing cats. I think we're all dressing up as cats.
As cats?
Yeah. I think so. It's not as organized this year.
Is this where do you put, like, color your nose or something like that?
I don't know. We'll have to discuss it. Maybe we'll discuss it today and narrow it down. We still have a couple weeks, right?
It's a couple. Do you have, like, little dog cookies that you give out?
We always have dog cookies.
Dog and kitty
cookies.
We have
dog and cat cookies. 24/7.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business here, Jeff Wurst. You know, he's truly from the old school and knowing how to fully repair a windshield, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can do it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 9 years ago, and you still can't see it. He guarantees his work. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital.
It's time for them to go.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Save, save, save.
At Reading Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Reading Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. For information on how to get help or if you have something to contribute, call 605-8114.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. We're at ground zero down here on Market Street of the reclamation of Reading. 8:18 in the morning, 47 degrees, going up to 61 today. A little rain, going down to 44 tonight, clearing up later on this weekend. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Home Helpers is bringing us this portion of the show. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home health care that's set to you, you know what? It's for you. It's not just one size fits all. It's an affordable solution that keeps people where they're happiest, at home. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. I'm here with, speaking of affordable solutions to keep your pets the happiest, I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant of Care Animal Hospital. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
And if you want to see, go down on October 31st or whatever that closest Friday is, I guess.
And I think it's on
whatever
Monday
day it
Tuesday
is. It's Monday, Tuesday. And they're all dressed up. They're going to be dressed like cats this time.
I think so.
It's going to be a kitty parlor.
Yeah. We'll see. They may change. I don't know. They may change their mind. I'll have to find out what everyone's doing.
Halloween, though.
Halloween.
Halloween is a fun time. You said it's one of your favorite holidays.
It is.
But it's also very dangerous.
It can be really dangerous for our pets. One of the things we all know about, of course, is the candy, right? You know, animals getting into chocolate, animals getting into sugarless candy. And I thought I would mention the chocolate again. I know everybody knows about it, but chocolate is more dangerous the darker it is. So an animal can eat more of the milk chocolate because it's pretty light and less of the baker's chocolate. Baker's chocolate is one of the darkest chocolates ever, and so they don't need very much of that to be toxic. Milk chocolate, they have to eat, you know, they have to eat more. So a 20-pound dog probably eat almost maybe a pound, a half a pound of milk chocolate before they have an upset stomach and start having, you know, tachycardia where their heart is beating really, really fast. But with the baking chocolate, they only need a square, one little tiny square.
Wow.
I know. So the signs you see, of course, with chocolate toxicity is vomiting, diarrhea, and also they tend to get a really, really fast heart rate, and that can progress to seizures and coma and death. And there's no antidote. There's no antidote for chocolate. We just treat supportively. We try to get them to vomit. We decontaminate by giving activated charcoal, try to prevent absorption in the small intestine.
Okay, the charcoal.
Yeah.
We had, I don't know if you were at the talk that they had, One Safe Place had, with Matthew Sandusky. Mm-hmm. He said he had taken so many drugs one time, he and his girlfriend. And what they did was, and he said at the last minute he realized he didn't want her to die. Didn't really care about himself, but he got her to the hospital. And he turned around to try and leave and passed out. He says, have you ever drank liquid charcoal? And I was sitting there, but it's what you just mm-hmm. reminded me is that goes down into your stomach. It absorbs the drugs, or in this case the chocolate, and then immediately leaves your body.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you swallow it, it goes down there, and then you get rid of it. And he said from everywhere. So he said they kept pouring this liquid charcoal down you,
mm-hmm.
and so that absorbs the toxins, I assume.
And it prevents absorption. So it coats the entire GI tract so that the drugs can't get absorbed
wow.
through the stomach. Or the
does it just go straight through you? I mean, is it pretty much,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm. They'll defecate it out.
Well, yeah. I mean, immediately. I knew that. Yeah. Okay, so.
They make it like it's a sweet flavor. So it tastes good. I mean, it's not fun because it's charcoal, so it's kind of thick, but it's sweet.
So
there's some dogs, like say for a lab, for example, you have a dog come in that just ate something that you just need to give them activated charcoal, like say a whole bunch of baking chocolate, and you feed them some food and mix in a whole bunch of activated charcoal, and those labs will just eat the whole thing. Other dogs, we have to force them.
Labs will eat anything. Is that what you're saying?
Labs will eat just about anything.
Will they? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had to pull a nylon, stocking, not a stocking, but something that goes up like to your calf,
mm-hmm.
that elk killer when she was young. And we didn't know if something looks like something's wrong with her. And she throws up, half the sock comes out, and she's trying to eat it. No. Just pull that one right out of you. And she seemed happier
That's
after that.
Dangerous.
It is. What, pulling it
Bad
out?
Bad girl. No,
oh, yeah, just eating it.
But
you know what? And we didn't even know what she had done it. She was just little. She just ate it.
Oh, they're trouble.
They are.
They're trouble.
Okay, so chocolate, though.
Right.
And everybody gets chocolate and sugar and all types. And your kids come home with baskets of it.
Baskets of it.
Yeah.
And your dogs are going to want to eat that. They can smell anything. So you have to hide it really well or put it up really high where they can't reach it. The other thing is you have to watch out for anything that's sugar-free that has xylitol in it. And xylitol is incredibly toxic to dogs.
Okay, what has xylitol?
And we think cats.
Oh, and maybe cats, too.
We think cats, but we don't know yet.
What is xylitol in? Is it?
Xylitol is in a lot of sugar-free gum.
Okay.
So like Trident and Orbitz and actually most sugar-free gum.
Okay.
And there are some peanut butters that xylitol is in, some kind of low sugar, sugar-free mm-hmm. peanut butters, some of the
things
sugar-free
like
candy.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, a lot of people will give out sugar-free candy for
sure.
kids because they, you know,
it makes
their
them feel,
teeth or whatever.
Makes them feel better, yeah.
Right. But
if the dog eats it, it can be, even if it's not chocolate, it could be toxic to them.
Exactly. And it's fast. It causes liver failure and hypoglycemia. So they get a really, really low blood sugar, and then they either go into a coma or they start having seizures or they die. And it's very fast. They don't need very much. We actually don't know what the toxic dose is because it's relatively new that we started putting xylitol in things, so probably the last 5-10 years that we've started seeing this.
How do you treat this?
It's supportive. There's no,
right?
Yeah, there's no
antidote. Once it's in their system?
Mm-hmm.
Supportive.
So we have to manage their blood sugar and make sure their blood sugar stays stable. We have to manage the seizures. We have to keep them IV fluid therapy and try to reverse the liver failure.
Can you do that?
Yeah, it's up to the dog most of the time, or that we can get to it early
enough.
Up
to the dog. What do you mean by that? That's interesting.
I know. So there's some, and this is like in human medicine, too.
Yeah.
There are some things where you do everything you absolutely can for this animal or this person, and they still die.
Because
so,
it's just, they die. Yeah, no, I
understand
that.
There's nothing you can do. So,
I
call that.
I've seen that.
I say that's up to the dog, or that's up to the cat.
At this point.
At
yeah.
that point.
If they want to fight it, if they're
going to
fight
do.
It, yeah.
You're doing everything you can, everything under the sun, and they still die.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Oh,
I've seen the times, the though, is that they shouldn't die, and they just do.
Oh, I know. Or they look completely normal one day, and then they die the next. There's just no rhyme or reason.
We had two chickens
awful.
Across the street die. Nancy and Maple.
Oh.
They just died. They both looked healthy one day.
Mm-hmm.
One died. Like 3 days later, the second one died.
Oh.
The other two chickens are alive.
That's the worst.
Is there any? You probably don't do chickens, huh?
I don't do chickens. I do remember some infectious
disease.
I bet
their mother is listening right now, or the lady that takes care of them is probably listening. Right
I know.
Now.
I told Jared I wouldn't talk about infectious disease today, though.
You want to talk about infectious diseases?
Well,
I control the microphones.
You know, last time we were talking infectious diseases, I swear. Jared started breaking out in hives. He started looking at me, and he's looking at me, and I'm seeing things. Looks like he's starting because Jared's hair is a little bit longer, and he's starting to kind of like feel around his head, like these things we're talking about the infections that they can get. Okay, so the big thing then on Halloween before we take our break is no chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and none of the sugar-free food, gum or anything.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks like you come in there and all these little wrappers are around there, or the dog's got it sticking out of their mouth. Immediately take her down to emergency room.
Yes. You can also call animal poison control. And animal poison control has a lot of the doses of these things. So you give your pet's weight and the dose.
Have your credit card ready.
Yes, and I think it's like $65, $75 for
yeah.
a consult.
Yeah.
But they'll give you a case number so that if you do need to follow up with your veterinarian, you can
mm-hmm.
give the case number to your vet and the vet can always chat
yeah.
with the toxicologist.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about infectious diseases, that one of the most favorite things of Jared's right here. You know what? I want to talk about security. We're talking about the other day. We were talking about how Cascade Theater, and you know how people say that. I'd love to come downtown, but it's I feel like it's dangerous and all this. Well, a lot of this is perception. A lot of it is I think it's dangerous. when you're downtown, and many times most of the time, 99% of the time, nobody bothers you. You just go downtown, do your thing, get back in your car, and you leave. But they're asking about this, and I said, well, one of the things that you ought to be taking a look at is having a security service like North State Security come by. Have them come by, check your businesses. If you've got a crowd out there, then have them there. They're trained professionals. These are officers. These aren't just, walking guys that they've picked up off the street. If someone's at school, they train them how to de-escalate. If something happens like that, they are the ones that take care of your power facilities. They take care of the football games, the Colt 45 games, weddings. North State Security is the largest security firm north of Sacramento. It's locally owned. Great people there. And a lot of their employees go on to law enforcement jobs at the sheriff's office, at the police department, and they're looking for professionals right now there to help them continue to grow at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call at 243-0295. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Holiday Hog Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidsons. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple points on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or his and hers Harley Davidsons. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Holiday Hog Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidsons from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing, Thursday, October 26th. Holiday Hog Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. His and hers Harley Davidsons. It's better and louder at the river.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, a day of announcements. 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 20th of October, 47 degrees. It's actually gone down since we started this morning. It's going to go up to 61 today. We'll see some more rain. Maybe it starts clearing off tomorrow. Sunday, it'll be nice, bright, and shiny. Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, where I get my haircut. And if Jared ever got his haircut, he'd go there, too. That's right. Okay. Hey, we are here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, and we have Coach Bob on the phone. Coach Bob, what is your question?
Well, I'll tell you what. I want you to know, at this moment, my cat is in the carrier right next to me. We just, on our way home from the Care Animal Hospital, true story, had an 8 o'clock appointment this morning, and was talking with some of the staff there, and they are that people drop them off at your place, which seems really rude to me.
Okay, now you broke up at one point there. You said you were talking to some of the people there, and... Oh, yeah, what did you say right after that?
And they have you guys have what appears to be a continual cat problem with people dropping cats off at your front door, which seems really horrible to me. But anyway, is there anything to be done about that?
I sure wish it could. It's actually illegal for people to do that. And so if we can catch them, then we can report them.
So they go down to Haven Humane? Or?
Well, when they're the last litter we had were really, really young. And so we couldn't take them down to Haven because they don't have enough staff to help feed them and do all that. So, you know, so we're doing that. So we take that. So that's.
So you all start raising them then.
So it's taking our time and our money to get these animals healthy so that we can try to adopt them out. But we're an animal hospital, so we don't have a lot of traffic of people looking for animals to.
Yeah,
because
you
adopt.
Bring in a dog. Yeah, or a cat.
Right. So. Wow. I know it's really tough, and of course they're always sick, you know, and they're trying to die, and it's really tough on the staff because. You know, they hate seeing animals.
Yeah. So did you? How's your kitty, Coach Bob?
Oh, actually, she's improving. She has a skin issue that she keeps just tearing at her skin all over with no rhyme or reason. And we got her on some steroids, and she's improving. I had her in last week, and there's a considerable improvement, and I'm happy to report. And besides that, on a yet another happy note, that is a great animal hospital, and a little unsolicited
thank you, Coach
testimonial
Bob.
Here. But it's a wonderful place, and the staff is absolutely the best that I've ever encountered. I've been to a handful of vets, and not for my own purposes, Carl. I always take an animal in.
Well, okay, I was just wondering. You know, I thought you know.
Yeah, I know you
were.
Know.
Coach Bob.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Coach Bob. All right. Unsolicited.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, you know what? I should have mentioned to him that maybe Coach Bob, that you know, when you're taking your showers and get that oatmeal, maybe get that oatmeal bath and bring your cat and put it in the bathtub with you.
Oatmeal bath shampoo with the kitty?
Yeah, I just take a bath with it, with the kitty.
I'm sure the cat would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Hey, infectious diseases.
I was joking. I'm not going to talk about infectious diseases.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
We still have Halloween stuff.
Okay. Oh, we still
go
have.
Ahead. Yeah.
Okay, well, he just talked about... with skin conditions like that, the steroids are given to the animal. What are the downsides? What do steroids do? Let me put it this way. What do steroids do for this? Because I've heard of people giving steroids for rashes and bumps and all types of things.
Yeah.
Pros and cons.
Steroids are always a Band-Aid. You know, they're not getting to the underlying cause or the underlying reason. But what they do is they reduce inflammation. They help with itchiness. They help with discomfort. I mean, steroids are magic. And in a cat, we don't have a lot of options as far as anti-itch medications. In dogs we do. You know, we've got We've got things like Cytopoint and Apoquel and things that, you know, really can help reduce itchiness and help with skin disease, but in cats we don't. But steroids, they treat allergic reactions, autoimmune disease.
Okay, so does it? But does it have a negative impact? I mean, what are the side effects?
So, especially in a cat, there's always the potential to develop diabetes with any steroid, whether it's an injectable or an oral. There's always that risk. They can be sensitive. It can be pretty tough on the heart, on the liver, okay. on the kidneys.
So do you test them if they're getting the steroids, or do you do a little blood test? Or
No. I mean, it'd be nice to do blood work before we even start, but what you're looking for is your cat to all of a sudden start drinking a lot of water and urinating a lot, and then we run some blood and find out.
What about dogs? Same thing?
Dogs are not as sensitive to steroids like that, though they do get the side effects, like drinking a lot of water, urinating a lot, right with a steroid. Cats don't tend to do that so much, but dogs do.
Okay.
But dogs are less likely to develop diabetes from a steroid.
Okay.
They do get diabetes, though.
Yeah, if you if you overfeed them.
Well,
just like children?
That never helps.
Oh. They don't have, like, type 2, like, little chubby children?
Cats get type 2 diabetes. So with cats, the food is really important. And if you have an obese cat, they're going to be likely to develop diabetes.
Did you ever see a photo of that cat that was, like, 36 pounds? Did you see that cat?
Poor thing. I did see that.
I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, it was huge.
It's a thing.
I know.
They get heart disease, and then they just die. Oh.
Okay. Back
okay,
to Halloween.
Halloween.
Back to Halloween. You know what? You've been around a lot of dead animals in your life. You're a veterinarian.
Uh-huh.
It's good to see that it still bothers you.
Always.
I think, how could it not? I mean, when you get to the point where it doesn't bother you anymore, maybe you've been in it too long.
Maybe. You need to change careers.
Change careers.
Oh, yeah.
Then go into infectious diseases. At the
infectious
CDC.
Diseases.
At,
I know.
At CDC. And Jared.
I'll take Jared with me.
Jared wants to work with you.
Yeah.
Wants to be your,
I know he could be my assistant.
Yeah,
do
he
research.
Can handle the samples.
You handle the samples.
That's right. You know, rubber gloves today, no rubber gloves tomorrow.
Oh, he's shaking.
Already. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Halloween.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about costumes because everyone likes to put their pet in a costume, whether it's a dog or a cat or any other pet
I've
you
seen
might
that.
Have.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so costumes can be really dangerous too. So you want to try it out. You try it out first before it's Halloween, before you decide you're going to take your pet in for a pet, you know, costume contest, or you're going to go trick-or-treating with your pet, or you're going to a Halloween party with your pet. Try it out before, because you need to know how your pet's going to handle it. Because if your pet, you know, flips out, then that's a bad situation when you're outside or when you're not at home. You also really need to be careful about things that your pet can chew on. So little bells or trinkets or strings or anything like that, especially for a cat who loves string, you know, they're just going to eat it. Same with dogs. And then we have a foreign body situation where you're doing, you know, $2,500 surgery on Halloween. Nobody wants to do that. So
nobody wants to do that, even if you're all dressed up like little kitties.
No, I
don't. Oh, look, I would like to, there's a kitty who's going to operate on my kitty.
Right.
There you go. Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, you wouldn't let your children wear certain costumes because, you know, buttons are coming off or something that they'll stick right in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So animals are even worse because they can rip it off.
Exactly.
Or so you've got to take a look there.
Yeah, or they can choke themselves. I mean, really just pay attention to what you're putting on your pet. And don't leave them unsupervised. You want to watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So another thing I get asked a lot about is glow sticks. Whether glow sticks are toxic. And glow sticks, actually, the liquid in glow sticks actually are not toxic to animals. But the plastic or the latex or whatever, you know, whatever
that is.
The plastic
around them.
The plastic around them, yeah, that gets stuck. So if they eat that or they chew that, we've got big pieces that are getting stuck in the abdomen. And again, we've got a foreign body surgery that nobody wants to do. I mean, that's
you
our
know,
job.
Here's
we
another
do that,
thing.
But
did you know that if you're in a bar in Key West, Florida during spring break, you take a chem stick, as we used to call them, chem lights, and you light it, shake it, break it, and shake it, drop it in a pitcher of beer, it attracts co-eds.
Oh.
It's a little known fact.
Oh.
Yep. Did you ever try that, Jared? There you go. See? But don't eat it.
Oh, good to know.
Don't eat it.
Yeah, it causes vomiting, diarrhea, but it won't kill them.
Okay. All right. So what you're just saying is we really have to be careful during Halloween.
You do.
Halloween can cause all types of problems to your animals because just things that are laying around. Mm-hmm. You know, a cat will eat a 14-inch string, think it's mm-hmm. great. Dogs will eat anything off the mm-hmm. ground, especially if they're labs.
Yeah.
They'll eat things off the table, anything they can reach.
Anything.
So if you're not watching for it, you could have a very sick animal and a very expensive vet bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Well, they're kind of like kids. You know, you don't want to keep your kids unattended around all these things either. And so the last thing is candles or, you know, or pumpkins or, you know, where you've got either a candle or, you know, one of those little battery type things.
Yeah.
So batteries, of course, are toxic if they eat them. Candles are dangerous because they cause fires. So you don't want to leave anything like that where your pet can get to them and knock it over by accident or eat it. That's always dangerous.
Do you remember, Jared, I don't know if you ever did it, but taking a pumpkin when you were little and you carve it out, you take all that goop out of it, and then you you make this horribly childish pumpkin face on it, and then you put the candle in there
mm-hmm.
for Halloween. You know, do they still do that?
They still do that.
But you can put the electric lights in there now instead of the candles, so it's...
Those are getting more popular.
They're getting more popular.
I use the electric ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
We were just at a place where the lady said, you know, we have candles. We have those electric candles. And she said, yeah, people come in and try to light the electric candles. Can you believe that? I mean, it's like, oh, man, they must have really been, you know, high.
They do look real, though.
Do they? Yeah, I guess they do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back for our last segment here with Dr. Kara Tennant. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Just saw one of those on the road the other day. You're on the back of that big tanker. Have you imagined this? You want to do some publicity for your business? Well, you can do that with SST Oil. And you get everywhere, and people are going to see that because they're driving by, and it's a big shiny tank with the name of your business on it. Just think about that. What a great way, what a great reasonably priced way to talk about your business, let people see your business. This and many other things, about 57,000 different places you can use their fuel card from SST Oil. 57,000 places. It means you're not stuck in one place or one group. I can drive all throughout the United States and use my CFN card. What can I say? This is the way to do it. It's been in the business 50 years. They have discounts. They have so many great things going on right now. Give them a call at 241-1167, SST Oil, employee owned. It's been here in our town for 50 years. We'll be right back after these messages.
Save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our last segment here. Hey, I want to remind everybody, after the show here, of course, we have Laura Ingram and then Dave Ramsey and Mark Levin. Now, tomorrow and Sunday, we have a lot of local programming. But Sunday from 12 to 2 is being taken over by people that want change in Reading. They're going to be discussing a number of different things, you know, not just a recall, but business and other ways that we can help grow Reading and move Reading forward. Aaron Reznor, who is running for city council at the next election, will be one of the guests there. I think Baron Browning, other things. This is going to go from 12 to 2 on Sunday. Let's go to the phones real quick. Lori.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to share that the Patriots are having a big rummage sale this weekend, today until 3 o'clock, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 8 to about like noon or 1 o'clock, and that's at 2570 South Bonneview Road. Proceeds are going to help with the Jefferson State of Mind program as well as Sovereign Minds. And I want to thank Vint for having us include a little portion for the fire victims. We're stockpiling a nice items for all of those folks. And the speaker for Monday is Mayor Baron Browning of Anderson, and they'll be talking about their city council resolution against Sanctuary City and taking their safety lead and so forth. So Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Patriots meeting at Eagle's Nest on Bocelli.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. Okay, big rummy sale out there. That's like a, I don't know, is that like a yard sale except it's on concrete? Okay, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. All right.
More fall stuff.
More fall stuff.
I know. So the other thing, we talked a little bit about pumpkins. And how they can get moldy. We also have compost piles that get moldy. And mold produces a toxin that actually can cause liver failure in animals. And so
how do animals stay alive so well? What is it? I mean, how have they survived? I mean, you know, I see all the things. I wonder how I lived through the 50s and 60s. You know, how do we live? You know, what is it? Are we breeding a bunch of sissies? A bunch of sissy puppies and kitties?
No, they're just different.
They're just different. I like that. They're just different, Carl. Come on, Carl. They're just different. Not better, not worse, just different.
So keep your pets from around the moldy food. Don't let them go there.
Well, they won't like my refrigerator then at all. So, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. But that's a good point because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times, you know, you think that the animals can take anything.
Yeah,
but
no,
they can't.
Their digestive systems are so different from ours. That's why we can talk. You know, we can eat chocolate, we can eat onions, we can eat garlic, we can eat all these things, and they'll kill a dog or a cat.
Okay, let's go through that again real quick. Garlic,
mm-hmm.
not a lot.
No,
we'll get them really sick.
Yes, onions and garlic, and even flavored
things. Even if it's cooked,
it doesn't matter. It could be cooked, raw, powdered. Does not matter.
Powdered. Okay.
Yeah. So when people tell me, oh, I feed, you know, my dog whatever I'm eating, it's my chicken or whatever, you're not eating plain chicken. You're eating chicken that you cooked with some garlic or some onions or whatever. And
oh
that's
my gosh.
Toxic.
You know these chickens you buy at the stores that are these rotisserie chickens? Well, you know what? They pump them. Did you know they're covered with stuff to make them smell so good?
Oh, yeah.
And to do that. And I imagine that might be some of that stuff may be not good for your animals.
Yeah, that's not safe for your pet.
Okay.
Even if you take the skin off, because everything's injected. I mean, if you just taste the chicken, I mean, it tastes delicious. And it's flavored, right? It's not just,
yeah.
you know, plain. It's just
yeah.
not like you took a piece of chicken and boiled it in some water. So it does have flavor in that. And animals don't need very much. And it's dogs and cats. Across the board. It's not just one or the other. And they don't need very much, and it causes hemolytic anemia. So that's where the body attacks the red blood cells and destroys them.
Wow.
I know. It can make them really, really sick.
Okay. Now, that's a very valuable thing I just learned, because mm-hmm. elk killer come over and do funny tricks. And okay, it's not really a funny trick. She just stares at me until I give her a piece of chicken. but this is something that's not good for her.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. So pick something else. And anything
bacon?
In that in
How about bacon?
Anything
Come
in
on,
that,
tell me that bacon's okay. No.
Bacon is well it's probably not going to hurt too much, but bacon's high in fat,
okay.
and so it can cause pancreatitis, so vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain.
Well, if you let her eat the whole pound of it.
Right, don't let her do that. But she's little. I mean, think about how little she is
yeah.
compared to how much we eat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good to know also, too. There's so many things that you mm-hmm. could add to your food that all of a sudden then you notice your dog doesn't feel
right.
well. And you say, well, she just ate it. Just, you know, gosh, it was just chicken
mm-hmm.
or steak or something that or something that's been cooked with. Yeah.
Right. Or right. it just fell on the floor and they ate it. And that goes for chives and leeks, too, because they're all in the same family.
Chives and leeks. Mm-hmm. What about fish?
So fish overall tends to be pretty safe unless it's not cooked.
Okay, and if it's not cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I heard salmon is very dangerous.
Salmon is very dangerous. They get salmon poisoning. And so
all dogs?
If the parasite is there
okay,
when
it,
they
but
eat
but it's got to
so,
be a parasite
mm-hmm.
in it.
Yeah, it's massive vomiting and diarrhea, and they're
okay.
really, really sick.
Okay.
Technically, it's a bacteria. But.
Wow.
But you can treat it with an antibiotic, but you have to have the right one. So that's where the history is really important, where you've got this really, really sick dog with vomiting and diarrhea that's been happening for a few days, and they're really lethargic, and they're vaccinated, so you know it's probably not parvo.
Mm-hmm.
But then the owner says, oh, well, we had salmon the other day, and, you know, I gave him some before I threw it on the grill.
Oh, no, we never give – we dog never eats raw things. No, that dog, it's a dog. It wouldn't be eating raw things. I was going to take her out hunting with me and go pig hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Let her throw her a piece of, you know, like heart. Not a good thing, huh?
Are you going to eat the heart, Carl?
I don't eat anything from inside an animal.
Exactly. And pork, they've got some dangerous parasites in there.
Okay. So, all right. So my little wolf,
I would say no. No, because she's not like a wolf that grew up doing that. You know, like if you, it's just like feeding a vegetarian a beefsteak. You know,
I would never give our dog bacon. It's caused issues with dogs and friends. Bacon grease is also bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be.
For sure.
You know, you're taking out all the fun of my dog. And when my dog stares at me, I'm gonna hand her your card.
Give her a carrot.
Carrot? She likes carrots.
Oh, give her a carrot instead. She'll like it just as much as the bacon. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
I think she's getting a treat.
I'm just dumbfounded by this. How can you give a dog? Okay, let me make the choice here. Bacon, carrot. Which one do you think she's going to take?
Well, don't put them side by side when she's looking at you saying, give me a treat. Just give her a carrot. She'll be happy.
Is it okay for her to eat carrots?
Mm-hmm.
Except you got little pieces of carrot all over the house.
Well,
I know, she's sloppy. So.
Can you try green beans?
Give
her like a couple green beans. Mm-hmm.
So that's good for them too, though.
Yeah. Raw, steamed, low-sodium canned. I like them raw because they're crunchy.
Wow. Okay. I've never thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're happy, too.
Then they're happy. They get a treat.
Okay.
And then you're happy.
Because we can share. Should I give her a little dip on the carrot? Little onion dip?
No onion dip. Zero dip.
Okay. Dr. Kara Tennant, she's at Care Animal Hospital. It's the end of Hilltop Drive. It's there next to the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
There, obviously, people with extra kitties find it. What's your phone number
there?
They
do. It's 244-2287.
A lot of things going on this weekend, my friends. Which time do we have here? Oh my gosh, it's about over.
I know. It went by fast.
Went by fast again. A lot of things going on this weekend. Boondocker Ball tonight. At Anderson, stand down next week. They had the opiate crisis and addiction stopping the cycle in Shasta County. Same time, we were going to be probably voting on having marijuana as one of our mainstays in our taxes right here in the city. Remember, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. Down.
No, I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco & Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco & Brew, open 7 days a week.
TownHall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. The Senate has approved a budget resolution that clears the way to work on tax reform.
The measure prevents Democrats from blocking tax reform with a filibuster. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham warning his fellow Republicans, it's now or never.
This is the last best chance we will have to cut taxes. If this budget resolution fails, the ability to cut taxes on President Trump's watch goes away.
Vermont's Bernie Sanders.
This is not a bad budget bill. It is a horrific budget bill, an extremely cruel bill, and the most unfair budget.